Welcome to Musically and Technically Speaking, a podcast where music and technology intersect, hosted by Brenda Minch and Carol Broves. Today we ask, what's your ticket to the party? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, we're in full force. Today was our first time, because I always start with the keyboards, the piano keyboards. Today was the first time with my fourth graders that we actually logged in.
Ooh, how exciting was that? Now, did you have to do a lot of forward thinking then to get them, you know, what things might go wrong with the logging in? Because I know when we log in for the first time, there's like a gajillion things that could possibly go wrong. You have to be ready for all of them.
Well, you know, I'm a lemonade woman. Last year we had some login issues where every kid had a different login and logged into the server, and we had it took 15 minutes a kid, so not doable. So now we have the same login, and I'm not on the server. I have to back up everything myself, which in a way is a blessing, because I now have every single file at my disposal. So every kid has the same login. And so it went, I usually have three or four kids that can't type in MIDI, it's M-I-D-I, mm-hmm. That's one of the things, and it went slick as a whistle. We got in and out fast.
Fabulous.
I was thrilled.
So you mentioned on Plurk, one of the fun and exciting things that happened today with these fourth graders was that you got to talk to them about making folders.
Right. I always remember these beginning moments because I basically, fourth grade's when I start, so they come from the middle fork, which is K-3. They come in fourth grade, and so some of them have had laptops, some of them haven't. Some have had a laptop in their hands since kindergarten. And so I teach them beginning things in the beginning, how to make a folder. And for some of them, it's like almost life-changing. I didn't know I could do that. So we talk about making folders, how to color the folder, and how to put your name on the folder, and certain things about how the computer doesn't like dots and slashes and stuff like that. So we don't have any of that funky stuff in there. And so I remember those moments because 2 years from now, some of these kids are going to be farther advanced than me.
Yes.
And I do remember some of even the eighth graders, you know, talking to them. I do remember this one eighth grader right now as I'm sitting here. I remember teaching him how to make a folder. And he's now doing flash games and making movies, and he is way far advanced than me. And those are the moments that I really, really cherish.
Right.
What are some of the things that you remember with your beginning moments?
Well, okay, so here is today in kindergarten, the first time we sit on tape. I put tape on the floor. And
right.
There's four rows of tape. And for some reason, I don't know, 2 years ago, I chose to have everybody sit in rows of seven because it just worked out nice. It wasn't too far away. You know, the rows weren't too wide for me to get to kids on the ends and stuff. So seven's what it's been. And so at the beginning of the year, I spend, it seems like an eternity, almost the whole entire music class, just getting them in, and because they don't know how to walk in a line, you know.
That's right.
The kid who was, you know, 18 in line moseys on up to be number three, and that ticks off kid number four. And so today was the first time that they walked into my room, and I could just stand at the front of the room, and I count them off on pitch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we get that upward business.
Nice.
It was the first time I counted them all off. I didn't have to shove anybody around into a different row of tapes.
Wow.
Got it. And it was like this, you know, little things like that. You get these angel moments where the heavens open up and the whole room goes, oh, look at that. Kindergartners
right.
Singing rows. And, you know, it's a big step even from the beginning of 3 weeks. But then, you know, I know that in 2 years, you know, those same kids are going to be over in my other building where we have computers going around the room. And we're going to be moving past even, you know, basic stuff like sitting in rows to, you know, how to log in and how to, you know, make a smart notebook file, that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I guess it's fun to notice that kind of stuff because on the days when you feel like nothing is going right, you can look back and say, okay, I've at least got them to sit down in rows nicely now. You know what I mean? You can
see both
on the days when things are just not going the way you thought they should. And you can see that there's still, okay, I am a teacher. I have taught them something, even if it wasn't music today. Today I taught them how to make a folder. Today I taught them how to, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, I start the year out doing the school fight song, and then we go right into the Star Spangled Banner and some other God Bless America and stuff like that. And so today was our first time to do Sound Studio, which is basically a basic recording. And it's so cool because I don't tell them this, but they immediately want to sing.
Cool.
They go right into singing like different songs. Some of them were singing from Wicked. Other kids were singing the school fight song. It was just really, it's really, really neat to see that. I just say, okay, we have to do this and that. And of course, we do get the occasional one or two kids that want to scream into it because they want to see how black they can get it, you know.
Right.
But, but it's just really neat. Those are the moments that are just so neat. And to have other kids say to me, you know, Mrs. Bros, it's really noisy in here. You know, I can't really hear myself. And, you know, it's neat to see how they all sort of work together. And I think that's one of the things I talked about, too. I said that it's important that you look at other people's computers. And it's important that you can just walk around and listen to other people's stuff. And they sort of look at me because, you know, in the classroom, they got to stay in their chair. They got to stay in their desk. And in my room.
Yeah, and God forbid that you look at other person's stuff because that's called copying.
And so I'll say to them, so why should we look at other people's stuff? And why should we listen to other people's things? And one kid will go, so we could. And I said, and what question do you usually ask when you listen to someone else's stuff? How did you do that? I said, right. And that's how you learn, because you're going to learn from each other in this class. That's what we want. And it's just so neat to see them really sort of move around. And it's sort of, I say the lab take life, but I think that, like you said, with your kindergartners, you know, where things are finally, the class feels like it's moving, you know, it has its life. And like I said, we start, now we're singing. I said to the kids, we're singing two songs. We go right into the lab, and then we've got like I always do a little 1 minute video at the end. And so we've got this sort of thing going on, and it's fast paced, and it's, the kids all get it. It's, it's really neat. Like you said, I think these are the moments that we just sort of blow by, but we have to cherish these moments because these are beginning moments where the kids are really getting hooked in.
Exactly. And it's so easy just to, I think, you know, to want, and I know this is something I had a problem with early in my teaching career, is that you so desire to get to that big wahoo end project. You know, if you're with your course, it's, you know, maybe singing in four parts in middle school, and that's all you're thinking about at the beginning of the year, is the whole year is building toward that. And so you ignore everything else, you know, that maybe that really great expressive moment that they had with a phrase or something, or, you know, some kid who finally couldn't play a certain rhythm pattern on the rhythm sticks the whole entire year and finally got it, or the kid who finally found their singing voice, you know, you have to, and then you have to be willing to, like, take a minute or a second or two and celebrate that with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm doing the Three Little Pigs right now with fifth grade, and we're just doing some songs. And I said, and we had to go up the motions and stuff. And they were so into it today. We could have sung for a good hour. I mean, we were doing tableaus at the end where they had a little thing at the table. And they were so into it. It was so cool to see them really work as a class. You know, and I think that's what's so cool about music, is that we get to see them in both modes, individual and group.
Yeah. That's true. I hadn't really thought about that, but it is.
Yeah, we see how they work as an individual to be, you know, and we get to see them because it's so important how well they work as a group, you know, because if they don't work well as a group, they don't perform well.
Right. Right. And so, I think that's something that, you know, that even translates over into my general classes that aren't performing as much, but, you know, you still have to have that sense of, like, class groupness. Even if you're not going to be performing as a group, because, you know, like you said, they're looking at each other's stuff and you're going to say, well, how did you do that? That kid has to then be willing to take the time out of whatever they're working on to show the other student how they did it.
Right. And, you know, because our classes are not completely teacher directed, we have to rely on that. That's a key, at least for me, it's a key component in my classroom, on having kids sort of help each other out and work around stuff.
That's not something I had really thought about, how we kind of get to see the individual side of things and the...
Right.
And you do have to kind of straddle that line a lot in the arts. And I don't know, I guess I suppose probably in maybe some of the, you know, regular ed activities as well. But, you know, you don't very often write a story together as a class and then, you know, see an individual kid's writing with that. Not that that's, you know, a bad idea. I think that would be an interesting thing to try, but I think that's interesting to contemplate. I know myself that I tended to grade, and the only reason I bring this up is because this year I'm on the, our school does an every other year evaluation thing. One year you get evaluated by the administrator, like, our, you know, right. your room evaluation. And then the other year you're supposed to, like, pick a project. And then do like a self-evaluation over the course of the year on the project, and then go into the office and talk about it with the administrator at the end of the year. And so this year I decided that I would do one focused on assessment, because don't tell anybody this, but I really hate assessing.
Right. Oh, I have a hard time too. I have my, that would be a nice little podcast, because I have a wonderful little system on how I assess.
Oh, we should do that sometime then.
Yeah. It's really cool. So, and here again, we talk about this. It was so neat, because one day you could have one kid that's a star, and one day you have another kid that's a star.
Right.
That's what's so cool about what we teach. You know, so many times, like, you know, let's say in a social environment, there's one kid that's really smart in that. In ours, every day, there's a new kid that's smart. There's a new kid that comes up with something.
Right.
You know, and that's what's so neat. You know, it just happens, and the kids go, wow. You know, they become little experts in different things.
Right. And then so, that invites them into the community, right? Because now you have something to contribute to the community.
Right.
That's
right.
That's what it's all about. It's not.
I call it the ticket to your party. That's the ticket to your party.
Oh, I love it. The ticket to your party. All right.
Right. Oh, this has been good, Brenda. A good one.
Yes. We'll have to see what we talk about next time. You just never know.
Never know.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like more information on any of the topics we discussed, all the links are on the blog.